My name's Denise Kelly, and I was the leader of the Maquis in episode 2, series 1 of Allo Allo. It was called Pigeon Post. It was the first series, so of course we hadn't seen any of the episodes. And my agent said, I've got you an audition for a new comedy by David Croft and Jeremy Lloyd, playing a French person. It's about something to do with the war, he said. And that was all I knew about it when I went to do the reading. And luckily, I got the part. From the very beginning, we could see that this was going to be the most fantastic series. It was obvious. It was different from anything else that had ever been on TV before. And it was clear that it was going to be a huge success. And that was even before it went out. Everybody knew. It was fantastic. It was such an honour to do a show with David Croft that, to be honest, I really wish I could have done more episodes. I'd have done them for nothing. I wouldn't have needed to get paid, because the honour of being on something that was so good and so funny, that's lasted throughout decades, it's still as funny now as it was then. It was such an honour to do it. I'd have done it for no money. Yes, we get royalties every time it's shown, and it's been shown worldwide. So quite often I get a check for about £2.50, because it's been shown in Swaziland, or it's on video in Jamaica or something. So it's obviously a show that's enjoyed all over the world by every nationality. So the episode that I was in was shot entirely on location. It was done near a village called Swaffham in Norfolk, because David Croft felt that that area was very much like the French countryside, which it was. I played the leader of the Maquis, and the Maquis were a branch of the French resistance. They were a sort of guerrilla-type part of the resistance, and they could be quite violent. They were quite a military, tough gang. The Maquis didn't always tell the main French resistance what they were up to. And the episode that I'm in of Allo Allo is about the confusion that's caused when Michel, I will say this only once, tells the English officers that she's going to help them to escape dressed as Germans. And she finds them uniforms and gets them all kitted out as Nazis. I, of course, find them in the barn, see the Nazi uniforms, and I assume that they are really Germans. So I'm threatening to shoot them. They don't speak French, so they think I'm threatening to shoot myself. And they're trying to persuade me not to commit suicide. It gets very confusing, but that part of it is actually true to life, because the various different branches of the French resistance didn't let each other know what each other were doing all the time. I loved the episode because I was working with the two English airmen, and I also had an assistant, my assistant in the Maquis. The two English airmen, of course, John D. Collins and Nicholas Frankel. And my assistant was called Maxine Wilson. And Maxine and Nicholas and I had actually trained a few years beforehand at the Webber Douglas Academy, so we already knew each other. So it was like a reunion when we all turned up to work on the first day. It was fantastic. In the scene that I was in the barn, where I'm threatening to shoot them, it was quite interesting because the gun that I was using was a real gun. And I had to show the inside of the barrel to the whole cast that were present and the crew every time to prove that it wasn't loaded. Because if it had been loaded, it could have killed somebody. It was a real, real gun. It's always hard to say what your favourite episode of Allo Allo is, or what favourite scene in an episode is, because the quality is so good throughout every single series. You know, lots of comedy series, they sometimes run for a few years and they get tired by the end. So you think to yourself, oh, this last series isn't as good as it was in the beginning. But the thing about Allo Allo that makes it stand out And also for many of David Croft's comedies, they are consistently excellent from the start to the finish. And I'm so proud to be associated with something that's that good. My regret is that I never met René. Not at that time, anyway. I did meet him later on when I was working on something else. But I never met René while I was working there. The only cast members I met were the two English airmen. And also I met Herr Flick, Richard Gibson. And I met Sam Kelly, who, of course, has got the same surname as me. We're not related, though, we discovered. And they were all staying at in the same hotel as I was. So we all had a drink together in the bar, and they were fantastic, really welcoming, really friendly. And of course, they knew it was going to be the most fantastic series as well, even though at that time it hadn't been on TV yet. I wasn't on it very long. I was only there for a couple of days. I do remember staying up late at night in the bar and getting quite drunk with Herr Flick and the airman and Sam Kelly, and just generally having a good time. But we were all there at work in the morning, professional, and it was an early start as well. I do remember that. We had to get up at like 6:30 in the morning and be ready to go with all our lines remembered. So that's something I remember. Sam Kelly, I actually did manage to get in touch with him a little bit on Twitter in the couple of years before he passed away, sadly. We used to converse on Twitter every now and then. I reminded him of, you know, the fun we had when I shot that episode. His character was one of my favourites, really. I loved the way he used to shout, "Blah!" No, sadly, I never was. I would have loved to have. I'd have loved to have been in Heidi High. That was a most fantastic show as well. One of my favourites. But sadly, no. During the time that I was, when I filmed Allo Allo, I was also appearing regularly as a hostess on Leslie Crowther's Price is Right. And I did that for 5 years, from 1983 to 1988. And Allo Allo appeared in the middle of that in 1984. But doing The Price is Right used to take up quite a lot of my year, because we used to do 25 episodes a year. So I wasn't available for a lot of the time. But no, I would have loved that. I really would have loved to have been a main character in Allo Allo, I think. Yes, I'd have definitely, I'd have given my right arm for that, I think. Very pleased that somebody like you is promoting this show, because I think it really deserves it. Fantastic show.